Libra, Leo, Cancer,
Ralph,
Charles, Paul, Larry.
That description, baby.
you, but I'm just afraid to take the steps of womanhood. Forgive me, darling. I'm afraid.
Afraid? Afraid of what? Your love I won't take. It must be given willingly. I'm not going to pressure you, my darling. The decision is yours.
But if you let me, I'll give you true affection. We'll make a strong connection. I promise you'll see. My heart, body, and soul is at your fingertips to control. Help this craving inside of me. It must be my love, Jones.
Chuck John. I'm here with Queen and G Lou on the G Lou Show.
Hey, welcome to the G Lou Show, OG Sundays, Fabulous Flow Rider Oldies. What up, everyone? Welcome to another great night on a Sunday night. It's the 4th of February, and February is the love month. You know, Valentine's Day coming up in about another week or so we're going to get you ready for that special night. You know what I mean? This is the pre-Valentine's Day special. Also, we want to give a shout-out to everyone out there tonight who's tuning in across the world, across the land. Thank you. You could be anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate the love. It also is Black History Month, so we want to definitely celebrate Black History Month because this is Black Excellence right here on the G Lou Show. I am G Lou. I will be joined by the legendary OG Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy, and Hanks of the Gangster shortly. But before we start, I want to give a shout-out to our sponsors out there, BTP Media Group, Jeff Kwan and the Kwan Glomerate, 93.3 Tweed FM ism every Thursday night on Blog Talk Radio. Make sure you tune in to Tweed Cadillac. Also, Dede Harrison, author, publisher, producer. Check out her books on Amazon. The Patio Politics YouTube channel. Make sure you check in with them as well. The Patio Politics on YouTube, our Writers for Life Films family. Make sure you check them out. And make sure you tap into our YouTube channel, the G Lou Show YouTube channel. Make sure you subscribe, please. And with that being said, let me bring in my co-host, the beautiful Miss Queen Jean, also cousin Marcy. What up, ladies? The Berkeley Queens, as they call them.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, King G. Lou the Great, Queen Cousin Marcy, and to the listeners, good evening, happy blessed Sunday.
Yeah, we made it.
Hey, y'all.
Hey,
Queen Cousin. Hey, G. Lou.
What up, Larry's in the building.
I'm going to be Larry tonight, y'all. That floater's got me. Larry. Y'all know I'm Larry.
And I had just said, I was going to say this. I can't float with Larry.
No.
He wants you to love everything
no.
and everybody.
And
no.
everybody.
I can't love everything and everybody, Larry. So I can't
shout
just
out
come
to Larry.
And float on with you, dog.
Oh,
I can't do that.
Shout
no
out
way,
there.
Mr. Larry.
You know, Larry
wow.
talk a good game. You know, he talk a good game now.
For a
he
week one, yeah, he does.
Christ.
Yeah.
Right.
For a week one, he, no, yeah, for a week one, he can get him. He can get him for a week.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, you know the campers, they slide up on you. They slide up on you, the campers now.
Hey, I want to give a special shout out to a lovely lady listening in, Tanine Johnson. She's on a cruise right now, I think, somewhere in the Gulf of, I don't know where she is, but she's tuning in to our show. So thank you for tuning in, Tanine.
Wow.
Much love. Thank you for joining us tonight. Hope you're having a great
queen.
Trip on your cruise.
Queen Tanine. See, now she's literally floating on. See,
yes, mm-hmm. yes.
She's on a cruise. So, yeah, shout out to you. Enjoy yourself. Also, G. Lou, was that Brighter Side of Darkness?
No, that was actually not them. That was another group who remade it. Damn, what was the name of them? Just had it on the tip of my tongue. But no, that wasn't actually them. That was a different version right there, Queen.
Okay. That was a cool version. Love Jones takes me back to my junior high days. Love Jones. That was the jam.
Yeah, that's my jam
so
right
how
there.
How was everyone's
yeah, it is. It
absolutely.
Great. Right. It was great.
Okay, so
served the Lord today, so my Sunday was great.
Oh.
Hold on right quick. Let me bring in this caller. Caller, hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Is this Tanine?
Hello.
It is. How are you guys doing?
Doing great.
We are doing great, but you're doing better
How
than
are you
are.
Doing?
You out there floating on. No. Okay, so I'm listening to the show. I'm so sick right now. We have a huge storm that we're going through, so the boat's been rocking for a few hours now, and like everybody is.
Oh,
sick.
Wow. Oh, wow.
So we're going to pray for that. So that boat can stop rocking.
I didn't want to hear that.
Yeah, we're going to sit in prayer for that. Like, for real.
Yeah, but overall, I've had an amazing time. But I'm here with my girlfriends. They all say hello. And we just.
Hey, what's up, girlfriends?
And we just want to hear something just to, like, mind. We are wrecked over here, just scared as can be, but. Wonderful for us.
Okay, will do. And we're going to pray for you guys.
Thank you so much.
Wow.
Have fun.
All right, you guys
care.
Have a good night. We'll keep listening.
Okay, thank you. Wow. I didn't really want to hear that. I'm glad I heard from her, but I didn't want to hear that, though. Wow.
Yeah, see, that's why I always say,
stand on dry land. Uh-huh. See, I'm supposed to be going on a cruise. Oh my God! Next, hey man, wow. See that stuff right there, man. You know, whew, We're gonna pray though. We're gonna pray for them.
They're gonna be all right.
Whoa.
It's gonna subside. They're gonna be all right.
No hurt, harm, or danger.
Yeah. Damn.
So
okay.
King,
okay. Yo, what's up, Queen?
You went to church today. So what was
yes.
the word today? What was the word? What was they touching on? You don't have to, you know, like, what was they touching on? What was they talking about? What can help the people in us that came through the word today?
Well, they were talking about redemption today. They were talking mm-hmm. about redemption, you know, how, you know what I mean, you get your soul right, you know what I mean, and redemption and repenting, you know what I mean,
mm-hmm.
some of your wrongs to make them right. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it was just kind of
mm-hmm.
it was just kind of deep on that, trying to repent for your sins or whatever you've done wrong to try to get your soul right and trying to seek redemption in the process, you know what I mean, while we're here, and to get right with God, you know, whichever way you can. And it was Black History Month, right? So at the beginning of the church, they were, you know, singing, doing the choir, and they were like doing a thing in the back where they were on the screens showing a collage of you know, Black history and some of our heroes and the things that Black people went through back in the day. It like brought tears to my eyes. I ain't even gonna lie. I was like, wow. So it was just pretty powerful, and just seeing that stuff really like, whew, teared me up a little bit at first. You know what I mean? And then they came with the word, and of course it was the first Sunday, so they had the what do you call that when you
communion.
Drink the yeah, communion. There we go. So it was pretty nice, and it was like the pastor's birthday, so they had a nice little whole thing after cake. It was actually pretty good. So, yeah, had a good time.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I love the sermon, redemption.
Yeah,
it's so
redemption.
Needed in the way the world is
yes.
today. The action of saving or being saved from sin, error, or
yes.
evil. God's plan
yes.
for the redemption of his world. And the way
yes,
the world is
yes,
going
queen.
Today, that was the perfect sermon to have. So, and with you being touched, with the Holy Ghost touching you, that's really awesome.
Thank you.
And listen,
you,
it is Rosa
What's
Parks'
up?
Birthday. You're very welcome. Thank you. Today is Rosa Parks' birthday. So, you know, happy heavenly birthday to Rosa Parks.
Yeah,
Black
they
history.
Were showing her too. Man, shout out
mm-hmm.
to Rosa Parks. Like I said, brought tears to my eyes, man, seeing that stuff, man. You know, yes, happy Black History Month to all our people out there. Make sure you just learn something about your history if you can this month. I know they're making it kind of bleak, you know, more and more where we don't get to learn stuff. But if you can, please just learn anything, maybe something you did not know. You know what I mean? Because, man, we got a cold history. You know what I mean? The stuff we've been through and the stuff that we have done. And to get where we are today, and we still have a long way to go, you know what I mean? Whatever the case may be, we have a serious history that, you know, needs to be, you know, just if you are Black, know some of your history, you know, because it's a lot of it out there. You know what I mean? So, yeah, that's all I wanted to add.
Absolutely. And Queen Cousin Marcy, what's going on over there in your
nice,
corner?
You guys, nice. Nothing. I'm listening to y'all. And I sent up a quick prayer for the travelers.
Yes.
Not too much of nothing. You know, just it was a good Sunday. Got some good word in. The prayer, the meditation. But just not too much. Got a little sweet too, so I just got me and the girl some little chocolate chip cookies. So when I get done with this, I might slap Kitty upside the head and, you know, go eat some cookies and milk with her. Getting this Sunday right.
that sounds
not
delicious.
Too much, yeah. I know, right? You know, when you get like those
mm-hmm.
old school kind of ways that you snack, ain't nothing like, you know, Queen, speaking of Black history. Imagine dipping your cornbread in milk. Now, I know you know about this, but it's just something, you know, that you might not see a lot these days, and that's something that we grew up with. You know, our dads, they going to dip that in the buttermilk, you know, of all things. So when I was just listening to you guys talk about Black history, like, you know, it's just the little things like that. To me, it's just like, man, we just don't kind of see it these days, and it's gone out the window. Like, some kids don't even know
mm-hmm.
what buttermilk is.
Girl, they don't know. I tell my kids about how I like to eat buttermilk and cornbread, and we were kids, it was like, I said, it's like our ice cream and cake.
And cake, that's
it's that good. So, yeah, that's down south with some good old collard greens, and you know the rest of the plate.
Right, and we didn't think that we were, you know, eating our Compton, California selves, but they did, you know, they had some of those traditions. I don't know if your dad partook in any eating of those real southern things like the hog maws and stuff like that, but my dad wasn't into that.
Oh, no,
my
dad.
Right, mine's either.
Oh, no.
Ours either.
He said, oh, no.
We didn't get... Look, we went into it that moment. We from Chicago, right? Ain't that not Chicago? We from Illinois, DuCoin, Illinois.
There's a part. We're part of Chicago too. There's so much going on. But listen, it is a lot of things. Even with yourself, you can include yourself in Black history. You know what I'm saying? Think about yourself as well doing Black history. Things that can improve you on so many levels. And the beginning for me is to continue my spirituality, continue to grow in that, like as you're doing, King, you know, because it's important to have that, you want to vibe, that's the vibe you want to have. You want to chill, that's the chill you want to do for at least 30 to an hour, you know, 30 minutes to an hour to 30 minutes, whichever way you want to do it. But that's an amazing thing. It's a wonderful way to start your day. Acknowledging. And when you can acknowledge, you can take accountability for things that you didn't acknowledge before you start acknowledging. I know that didn't make a whole lot of sense, but if you think about it, it makes some sense.
There you go. That's all that matters. Shout out to Queen G. Another Black History fact on the G Luke Show. Sunday nights, y'all.
Cornbread,
shout out to everyone again tuning in.
Right?
Thank you for the love and support. Stay tuned in. The calling numbers, call lines are open, 914-803-4001. Make sure you press 1 so you can speak. With that being said, let me do this right here for the young lady Tanine on the boat right now, rocking in, you know, but everything is going to be all right. Okay, girl? She said this is her song right here. Let me play this for her. Clap.
Oh, yeah. That Anita Baker. Chapter
Come
eight.
On now.
Have fun, Queen. Be safe.
Baby, playing the best mix of smooth R&B, OG soul, and funk. Blog Talk Radio's number one Sunday night program, The G-Lou Show, presents OG Sunday's fabulous lowrider oldies. Broadcasting live online every Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 10 to 12 Eastern Standard Time. Call 914-803-4001 with your request. The G-Lou Show OG Sunday thanks its sponsors BTP Media, 93.2 FM, DD Harrison, and One World Magazine. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, OG Sunday's Fabulous Lowrider ODs. Here's your host, G-Lou, in 5, 4, 3, 2,
a place for me in your heart. Queen Jean, your Sunday musical supervisor for the G-Lu OD Lowrider Show. Come and take that ride with the G-Lu tribe. Feel the chill. Vibe. Also, I want to thank G-Lu for the opportunity and platform that has been given to many of us. May the Most High continue to bless the show with longevity. Let's roll.
Good. Your girl Candace, you're listening to the G-Lu Show, OG Sundays on Blog Talk Radio, Lowrider Oldies for all the OGs.
Let me into your world, sweet lady. short to live it alone.
Live alone.
So let me into your world. Let me build a happy home.
Won't you let me into your world,
lady?
Please let me into your world.
Yes, sir. It is G Lou from the world famous G Lou Show, and I'm here to give it up for my folks over at Fun Diggity Funnel Cakes. The website is FunDiggity.com, where they have more flair than the fair, baby. Located 661 East 62nd Street, Los Angeles, California, 90001. The phone number is 562-235-2333. They are open Monday through Saturday, 3 to 9 p.m., where all forms of payments are accepted. We are kicking it over there at Grubhub, DoorDash, Uber Eats, you know, all the places that deliver the food. We there. We got you. Don't trip. We also have funnel cake mix available at several stores in Southern California, or you can purchase online once again at FunDiggity.com. That is FunDiggity.com, FunDiggity.com. FunDiggity funnel cakes, the best funnel cakes in the world. Like I told you, more flair than the fair, baby. Tell them G Lou sent you and get hooked up with a nice discount. Once again, FunDiggity funnel cakes, East 62nd Street, Los Angeles, California. Get tapped in, 562-235-2333. Tell them G Lou sent you. I'm out. Oh yeah, did I forget to tell you, we also have a 5-star rating on Yelp. Yep.
Thank you. Make me slide by the beach in the hall. Come back, text and tell you about me on that.
Shout out to all them weekend girls out there. But check this out. Don't trip. After this, we got Queen Jean coming up with announcements. We'll be right back.
Trying to start, but there was no love in our hearts.
Everybody wanted.
sound so beautiful, don't you agree? Now we got Queen G with the announcements for the evening. Let's go.
Hey, hey, hey. What's happening with the Grammys, y'all? There's a lot going on the Grammys that happened at the Grammys tonight. I'm sure Cousin Marcy is going to come in with that in that Marcy's minute. At least I hope you do. Yeah, it's a lot going on. Catch Tweed Cadillac After Six Cruise show every Thursday is hosted and produced by Tweed himself, a.k.a. Mr. Melody, with G. Lou as Lou Lavish. As his co-host, the studio line is 347-855-8436. Press 1 to speak. Or listen online at blogtalkradio.com/93TweedFM. The West Coast is 7 o'clock p.m. and the East Coast is 10 o'clock p.m. Sylvia Nine, catch her every Saturday at 12:30 p.m. at 200 North Long Beach Boulevard. In the city of Compton, she gives out boxes of food. So pass that information on, and you can follow her, SNN Angels, on IG and Sylvia Nine on Facebook. Also, please go check out My Tribe Rise Instagram page. They're doing some amazing things for the Black History Month. Check them out, My Tribe Rise. And also, FD Funnel Cakes is located at 2807 North Dalhart Avenue in the city of Compton. They're open from Tuesday through Fridays from 3 p.m. to 10 p.m., closed on Mondays. They are no longer taking phone orders. May I suggest that you follow them on IG if you're interested in doing business with them. Today they were closed down, so that's the reason that I suggest that you can stay up to what's happening with them. You can order online, though, through DoorDash and Uber Eats and Postmates. You can stop by Payless Food in Compton on El Segundo and Avalon. Aisle number 7, you will find that funnel cake mixture there and also at Miracle Market. And follow them, as I stated, on Instagram at FD Funnel Cakes. Poison Ink Tattoos, still doing those amazing tattoos at 6693 Downey Avenue in the city of Long Beach. Follow Mr. Poison on IG. You can book in advance for a $50 deposit at 323-639-9747. Also, don't forget to watch the movie Al Bosco that's on Peacock. And that's, as G. Lou stated, reminded me on Friday, that's the Hood Postman's son. And he also has a role in that movie, The Hood Postman. So check it out. Vivica Fox was the one who directed it and produced it. So check that out on Peacock. I recommend the YouTube channels. There's Hours, of course, The G. Lou Show. After Hours Oldies, Rue Forever in the Blue Room with Queen Nay Love on Sundays. And Mondays is Let's Talk About It. Tuesdays, Changing the Game. Friday night, various interviews with different people. And Saturday is Conversation in the Hookah Lounge. Also, check out Marcy's Minute YouTube channel, BTP Media, The Hood Postman, The Patio Politics, Urban Realist, Roy Anthony, and Writer for Life Films. Also, did I say The Patio Politics? I did. And also follow Kenya Ware on IG as well. Our big brother, Deacon Hank Norman, you can check him out at St. Luke Holy Baptist Church. Give out free food during the week, and they're located at 1401 West 34th Street in the city of Long Beach. Sunday worship at the same address at 10:30 a.m. and also Bible study every Wednesday live on Facebook. He's also the host of the Comedian Show every Thursday at the Upper Room in Long Beach at 246 East 3rd Street. Catch him there every Thursday. And as I stated, follow the YouTube channel. That way, if you missed any shows or couldn't make it, you can definitely see the recording of it there. That will conclude my announcements for Sunday. Super Bowl Sunday is when? Next Sunday?
Yes,
Super Bowl Sunday. Who y'all going for?
The Chiefs.
I'm going for the team whose daddy then got popped for a DUI. Like, okay, sir, you doing too much already. Calm that shit down. The team that's not the 49ers. No, I'm just playing.
Okay.
They both red. Like, I'm going for Usher, baby.
Yeah, he's getting ready to have his, because he's going to be doing the halftime, right?
Yep,
Usher is a total key. I've seen him live before. I like Usher, and I did have a little selfish moment. I'm like, ooh, he better sing that song he did with Will.i.am. Oh, my gosh. That was this little song for a minute there.
Perfect for the Super Bowl, actually. That's that type of vibe. You know what I mean? You're right.
That's perfect.
The white folks are like
dancers. Yeah.
Usher is a performer, for sure.
He is. He can get down.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Yeah, I like
one too.
So, yeah, Queen.
We don't
want to
let Taylor Swift do the show, though. You're talking about the Taylor Bowl, but we'll see. Yeah.
Wouldn't it be something? They say that their ratings that they are getting more fans. Really, they're getting more fans because
hundreds
of her.
Millions.
That is just
hundreds of millions.
Yeah, Taylor Swift is like huge. She's like.
So you become a fan of that football
team? You
look
at it on the other side.
Of that?
Yeah, people do that. Like, I'm sure a lot more. Well, they did tune in because they won the what did they win? They won the Emmy. Speaking of them, I was just gonna tell y'all something too about that had to do with that. But just like Roc Nation won for the production credits for at the Emmys for Rihanna's Super Bowl performance. So those
and
kind of stars like Taylor Swift is mega. She is
well, yeah,
huge
it's obvious
on that.
Now.
Right.
I didn't even know she was that huge. Yeah.
Yeah,
she's
okay.
The biggest name
girl
on the planet, Queen Jean. She's like Michael. She is the biggest star.
Yeah.
Sorry to say Beyonce, but Taylor Swift is the biggest star in the world, Queen, safe to say. Facts.
And Jay-Z has something to say about some Beyonce stuff tonight on the Grammys. So I was like, oh, wait.
Hopefully, I didn't see it. I did not see it, but hopefully
I didn't either.
Marsha will give us the update.
He said what he said. He said y'all done gave her 20-something Grammys, and she ain't never won the album or the song of the year.
Of the year.
And then when he get nervous, he talks crazy. I was like, okay, Jigga, man. We want the old Jigga. Come on back.
And his daughter's standing right there on his side. And if you guys ain't watching Kanan, ooh, you guys should binge watch off of that.
Oh, yeah, Kanan is the best
and
shit on TV right now. Queen's Men is cool, too. I watched a little bit of it. But that Kanan, though, is the shit. That's the best shit on TV right now. Shout out to 50. For sure.
Man. And, oh, boy, the son got himself in a pickle, man. Like, what is he going to do now? They told him, we got to take care of your mama, boy. What's going to happen with that?
It's a season finale.
Yeah, moving right along. It is. Ooh, we.
Yep. So, we got Marcy's minute coming up in about 20 minutes. Hopefully, she's going to lace me
y'all
up on some of that stuff. What happened tonight, so. We'll see in the Marcy's Minute coming up in 20 minutes. Marcy, what you got
for
us?
For sure. I got some of that Queen Cousin and G Lou. I'm going to have a little snippet of that. And plus, I'm going to have just a little tiny snippet of a Black History Month that is near and dear to us. So, yes, stay tuned, people.
All right. 20 minutes, y'all. It's the G Lou Show, OG Sundays. The most fabulous low rider oldies on the planet, and your access has been granted. Let's go. We'll be right back.
take a quick smoke break. Tell you what's on my mind right quick. From the cradle to the grave, from the hood to the stage, to the labels we made, from the wood to the J's, to the shootouts to the phase, from the valley to LA, to the cemeteries we laid, we laid. It's just the ways of the world that we live in. You either gave or you give in, you either slide or you slid in. What's the mission or the vision? You can see the way. Like Zap said, we gon' be alright or be okay. Anyway, just gotta tell you how I feel. Living in a world of fake shit where ain't nobody real. Yo, what's the deal? Would you still feel alive? Does it take your freedom from you and leave your loved ones to cry? Even though we try, it's like a struggle to survive. Just like Rock used to say, homie, we living just to die. Money comes and goes, even friends turn to foes. And that girl you thought was solid, homie, usually is a hoe. This is how I know, because I've seen it all and done it. Lost money and won it, ran game in abundance. Now I'm flipping them hundreds, trying to keep from going under. Cause the weight of the world has got my hustle up and I can't let it fumble. Sometimes I wonder rip the world to the ghetto while I'm chilling, thinking about my past and why I never let it go. It's just the flow, the way I go when I be flowing, man. Oldies rule forever, so forever I'll be going in. So I show it like I know it then. Even though it's album number 21, I'm still flowing like it's 10. It's a win-win, so I get in where I fit in. Relax and roll me something up nice, then crack this bottle of Hen. It's a Sunday, so it's made for these roll-eyes. But I'm dipping in my low-low and I'm chilling with some cholas. G-Lou, I'm like the truth, living a lie, cause it's 2022, I never thought I'd make it alive. But I did, so I'm here for the vibe. It's Oldies Rule Forever, part 3, let's take a ride. Yeah, Oldies Rule Forever, part 3, G-Lou. Man, you say the third time is a charm. It's the trilogy. This is album number 21. And it only gets better and better. And the shit don't stop, so we won't stop. OG Music Productions, produced by DJ Maniac. Man. Rest in peace to legendary Tupac Shakur. He was on my mind heavy when I made this. Shout out my loved ones. Rest in peace to everyone we lost. Back, chill, relax. It's a Sunday, man. So it's made to chill. You're listening to the G-Lou Show, all these rule forever. Endeavor. Man, I'm just gonna ride out. I'm gonna ride out. I'm going, y'all. Peace and love.
around. Oh, baby, it's true love I found. You turned my whole world around. And darling, it's true love I found. I'm giving and I'm living my life for you. Whenever, whatever you want, I'll do. Cause I'm crazy about you, baby. You fulfill my life. No more sadness or madness. No more lonely nights. It's over, girl, it's over, my dear. Cause you're here. Baby, it's true love I find. You turn my whole world upside down. Oh, baby, it's true love I find. All it took. Baby, you were all that it took to take a man from a world that was completely all blue, to turn me around, plant my feet on solid ground.
Wow. That's the beautiful sounds of Mr. Barry White, the businessman,
Yeah. Next up, we got Cousin Marcy with the Marcy's Minute, so hang on tight. We'll be right back.
First you take my heart in the palm of your hands and you squeeze it tight. Then you take my mind and play with it all night. You take my pride and you throw it up against the wall. You take me in your arms, baby, and bounce me like a rubber ball. I'm not complaining what you're doing, you see. Cause it's pretty feeling. It's ooh, so good to me. Don't you know it is? Hurts so good. Don't you know it is? Hurts so good. Ooh, take my name, analyze it in the street. Anything you wanna do or say, it's all right.
Now we got Cousin Marcy with the Marcy's Minute. Hit him with it, Marcy.
That's right. Thank you so much, Cousin Queen Jean and listeners. It's time for another Marcy's Minute on today's OG Sundays. So glad y'all could be here with us. Let's get a little Black history out there really fast. So I want to take you all to literature, where it's very important, where you learn a lot of Black history facts. But the author I'm going to talk about tonight, she's going through her 60th anniversary publishing of her book. That happened in 2013, okay? So this book has been around for a very long time. The contents of the book, the author writes simply of simpler times. Here's an account of a family and community life in DuQuoin, a coal mining town of southern Illinois, where as a child she enjoyed life, fun, and love were predominant in her large family. Wise parents helped her through otherwise traumatic incidents, which she and others occasionally experienced as Blacks. Talking about Ruby Berkeley Goodwin. Yes, she's the underlying strength and dignity of the blacks who formed a real community. She writes of her experiences without affection and with humor. Episodes in the childhood of Ruby Berkeley speak of the proud, just, and generous family of Negroes living in southern Illinois before the First World War. Since Dad was a coal miner, there is plenty of drama and pathos. But the great thing here is the family's tolerance of their polyglot neighbors, who are also their friends, the Library Journal recorded. This is a record, in retrospect, of course, of what life was like for a Negro family in DuQuoin, Illinois, the mining town. Part of the book's fascination lies in the background material, the mines with their explosions, cave-in strikes, and lockouts. The rest of the fascination stems from the character of the father of this family, Braxton Berkeley. New York Herald Tribune book review, Ruby Berkeley Goodwin was born and raised in DuQuoin, Illinois. She moved with her family to California, where she became a poet, an actress, a Hollywood publicist, and a syndicated columnist. She appeared in several TV series, including Alfred Hitchcock Presents, and had speaking roles in the films The Alligator People with Lon Chaney Jr. and Wild in the Country with Elvis Presley. The cover illustration provided on the book It's Good to Be Black is of Ruby Berkeley at age 16 and of the school that she attended in DuQuoin, Illinois. It's courtesy of the author's family, printed in the United States of America. So you can, of course, still get this book. It's on Amazon. It's at $19.95 now. I myself have personally read this book. It holds a dear place in my heart. But happy Black History Month to all you literary writers out there, including my great aunt, Ruby Berkeley Jr., and my father, Braxton Berkeley Jr. Countless aunties, numerous of my cousins are also authors. You can go to Amazon and just type in the name Berkeley and see what you kind of come up with, okay? And then another little fun fact that I did have in Black history, this was taken from the 1940 census in Los Angeles, California. This is important why you should participate in the census. I just saw a little bit of my family history, me and Queens, rather. In 1940, the family, Berkeley family, did live on 14th Street in Los Angeles, California. At the time, the household members were the head, Braxton H. Berkeley, the wife, Thelma Berkeley, and the children so far, Faye, Naomi, Braxton Jr., of course, and Constance Berkeley. Okay, so I just wanted to get my little Black history fun facts off for you all tonight. Now, to the bull crap. Because my people asked me, too, what is going on at the Grammys? Well, I'll tell you what's going on at the Grammys tonight. Is this the MTV or the BET or what is going on? Killer Mike was seen handcuffed for alleged misdemeanor immediately after winning 3 Grammys. Say what now? Killer Mike was seen handcuffed inside Crypto.com Arena after winning 3 Grammys, including one for Best Rap Album. The incident occurred on Sunday night while the awards were going on inside the Los Angeles Arena. Video footage has circulated online showing the rapper in handcuffs and being escorted by several police officers. Are you serious? What the pluck? Someone can be heard saying off camera. Cousin Mercy did not curse. She said, what the pluck? Journalist Chris Gardner tweeted that an official believed Mike could be released at some point on Sunday. According to Gardner, the cuffing is over a misdemeanor that had nothing to do with the Grammys, according to his source. It's a big nothing. Now, what Cousin Mercy found funny about this, they had accidentally announced the winner for that category as Nicki Minaj and Ice Spice. Now, we know what this chick has been going on with the last 2 weeks. Did the Barb strike again? Conspiracy theorists, eat your heart out. Killer Mike won the Best Award, the award for Best Rap Song and Best Rap Performance for Scientists and Engineers, and Best Rap Album for Michael. His Best Rap Performance win is shared with featured artist Andre 3000, Future. He also shares Best Rap Song with co-writer Andre 3000, James Blake, Tim Moore, and Deion Wilson. In his acceptance speech for one of the awards, Mike stated, "You can't tell me that you get too old. You can't tell me it's too late. You can't tell me dreams don't come true. It is a sweep. It is a sweep. It is a sweep." Sometime after arrest, Mike also tweeted, thank God. Now, the last time Killer Mike won a Grammy, it was with Outkast. Also noted, Mr. Travis Scott decided that he wanted to tweet a confused emoji as he was part of the nominated category. Travis, calm down, sir. You lucky they let you in the building, okay? And one more thing to tell you about tonight's ceremony. If you'd rather watch Taylor Swift win stuff than watch her boyfriend win stuff, good news. Swift is up for 6 Grammys this year. Don't know if she won them yet. And if you'd rather watch someone else win stuff, better news. Swift has some quality competition on music's biggest night. SZA comes into the 2024 Grammys as the top nominee. Her, she won. She got 9 nods. Shout out to TDE. Victoria Monet also heard she won. For that, she put it on her mama, put it on her hood song. It was cute. I liked it. But still no word yet. I do not know if Miss Swift has won any Grammys. But stay tuned, y'all, because you know what? You're sure to have some Taylor Swift sightings in the next couple of weeks, as she'll be, no doubtedly, supporting her boyfriend, boo, Travis Kelce, as he goes into the Super Bowl. And that'll do it for tonight's Marcy's Minute. Queen, G-Lou, back to y'all.
Wow.
Great,
shout out
great,
to Killer Mike.
Information.
Shout out to Killer Mike, man. 1 in 3 Grammys. Wow, that is incredible, because a lot of people were saying that he deserved it, you know, the Grammy, because his album was incredible. And Killer Mike has just always, you know, been underrated. And like you said, he won a Grammy with Outkast. But besides that, his career has been pretty much underrated, and he has done a lot. So shout out to Killer Mike for winning those Grammys. That's incredible. I did not know he got arrested, though. That's
he deserves
a bit
that. Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to Killer Mike, man. Definitely deserving of that, for sure.
Yeah, he deserves that. Oh, and in the background of that, shout out to my boy Juicy J. Production credits on like
Juicy
that
J.
And 4 other winners. Yep.
Okay.
And DJ Paul.
Okay.
Yep.
Shout out
so
to
they 3-6. Always in the background.
Yeah, that's beautiful, man. Shout out to the Grammys for, you know, sometimes they do show up, you know, so shout out to them for that, man. That was beautiful, man. Killer Mike got 3. That you know, he can rest now. You know what I mean? That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They got that right. Shout out to the Grammys and everyone else who was nominated or won or lost, whatever the case, you know.
Well, let's
Big
pray he don't rest in jail.
No. I was like, when did they start taking people for misdemeanors? When that happened?
Man, like,
what kind of misdemeanor is this? Like,
on that platform. That was some cold stuff, though, on that platform. You know what
right.
It reminded me of? That scene King on Canaan when they came in there and took Marvin's daughter away after she performed.
Oh, man. Yeah, that I was like, wow. I was sad for her.
Yeah,
reminded
me of that scene.
She told him, she said, y'all just messed up my whole life with this shit. And I think that's what is going to initially probably take her officially. Remember, she was supposed to be going into the service. So I think
Absolutely.
That's what's going to probably,
yeah.
She's going to do that. Because if you keep up with the new power, the whole story, how it unfolds, she definitely was a police officer and all that later on. You know what I mean? But so I think that's what's going to take her into the military. Small spoiler, I think. But, yeah, shout out to Raising Kanan again.
Yeah.
Best shit on TV right now, man. Shout out to 50 and all of them, what they're doing over there. You know what I mean? So, yeah. And great Marcy's Minute tonight, cuzzo.
Thank y'all.
Yeah, you did that,
yeah,
girl.
Yeah, the history on the Berkeleys.
The Berkeleys. How about that? What they know about that?
Good. Snoopy was telling me the same thing. About the ancestry thing, because she gets it as well. So she told me about that the other day, and I was like, okay. There's a lot of y'all that does that.
Oh, yeah. Her, that was not ancestry.com for me. I'm scared of them, queen. I was just, when I shop, if I buy something from Amazon literature-wise, I just go in there and look for our people on there. So, and then they have, like, other write-ups with different colleges. And again, several of your family members, you could just pull them up. They're like right there. They got reviews, just different ratings, where they are, where they've been featured. Some of them made it to the White House. So it's a good little project. Yeah.
Yeah, she got it off of her ancestry. But yeah, shout out to the Berkeleys. Grandfather Berkeley, thank you for planting the seed. How many seeds?
He said an OG Sunday. He was taking a ride.
he was doing the West Side Wednesday. I don't know what you call it.
He's doing the West Side Wednesday.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Grandfather Berkeley, shout out. All right, let's take a ride.
Let's go then.
Good only.
That's the one right there, Alexander O'Neill. Check this out, though.
Of all the things that I want in this world, is to have you come live with me and be my girl. You see, I've done a lot of playing around in big cities and some smaller towns. A lot of girls, they knew my name and were fascinated by my game. But finally there comes a time when one leaves his past behind, because he meets a girl like you, the like of which he never knew. Love is here, and I know it's here to stay. So my dear, believe me when I say, just as long as fire is hot, girl, you have all the love I've got. Come live with me, girl. And just as long as the world is round, been in love at all, never thought I'd ever fall, but you touched my heart and soul, and you took complete control. Every day you're on my mind, I think about you all the time. Just how beautiful it would be if you were constantly with me. Making love with you is a joy I've never known. I know you feel it too, so let me take you home. 'Cause just as long as fire is hot, girl, you have all the love I've got. Come live with me. I swear I'll never let you down. Please live with me, girl. As far as hot, girl, you have all the love.
face right there, man. You already know how it goes. I'm gonna hit you for one more before we get up out of here, okay? Check this out.
peace to the Queen, Tina Marie.
Wow. Wow.
That young love.
Young love. Beautiful, beautiful.
Yes, indeed.
Shout out to Queen Jean, the musical supervisor tonight. Beautiful tonight.
Thank you.
We did it again, Queen.
Yes, we did. Great show, great mix of music. Before we go, I wanted to just ask everybody to keep Jane in her prayers because she's, you know, she lost her mother. Let's just keep her in prayer.
Yes.
Jane, we also pray for, yeah, anyone else that is grieving. Our prayers are with you as well. And happy birthday again to anyone who's celebrating a birthday. I just wanted to say this. I did put this on my social media, but for those who don't follow me, it says, next time you're tempted to put someone down, put them down on your prayer list. Let's start praying for one another more rather than putting each other down. It would help us to help us and help you to help you to be kind enough to say a prayer. So, yeah, next time you're tempted to put someone down, put them down on your prayer list. Include them in that. So marinate on that for the week. Let your spiritual conscience always kick in. Always kick in. And when you feel it kicking in and it's talking to you, be obedient. Don't go against it. Don't fight it. Because you'll be heading for self-destruction. And that's real. Peace, love, and light. Have a blessed week. Ashe.
Wow. I'm going to leave it right there. Queen said it all. I'm going to leave it right there where it is. OG Sundays, the G Lou Show. On behalf of me, G Lou, Cousin Marcy, Queen Jean, shout out to our sponsors again. Thank you all. We'll see you next week, same time, same place. Remember, 7 days without prayer makes 1 week, but 1 day can make you even weaker. Peace and love. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Queen Cousin Marcy.
I was muted. Peace, everyone. Great show again. Thank y'all. Love y'all. Can't wait till Friday.
We love you too.
I was being nosy. Oh, gosh.
Well, good
That's
night.
Right.
Love
all right, y'all.
All.
That's right.
Peace.
Love.
Ashe.
Play for you. I want to play. I want to play.